for Sam Cena, Mark Maron.
All right, 34 past the hour, Maron in for Cedar. Oh, man. Janine is here.
Hey, y'all.
Let's talk to the professor here. In his new book, Iraq, Seeds of Division, Professor William Chandler has written a gripping historical narrative outlining in detail the tragic mistakes that led to the creation of the Iraqi nation, a nation, it seems, whose foundation was laid on a house of cards. He's a renowned academic at Princeton University and over the years has published many books on Western influence in the Middle East. Welcome to the show, Professor William Chandler.
Thank you, Mark.
Professor Chandler, in your book, I'm struck by the fact that even back as far as World War I, it was obvious to many of the world's leaders that unifying the territories detached from the Ottoman Empire would only result in disaster.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, it was obvious back then. It was, that's for sure. Yeah.
I just want to get this right. Even back then, the superpower nations knew that unifying the territories detached from the Ottoman Empire would lead to disaster.
Yeah, that's for sure, Mark. Even then, the superpower nations knew that unifying the territories detached from the Ottoman Empire would lead to disaster.
All right, okay. Well, I mean, can you say anything more on that, or?
No.
All right, well, look, I'm really interested in which leaders felt that way, because you talk about that in the chapter on the now infamous Cairo Conference.
Yeah, the Cairo Conference of 1920.
Yeah.
That's right, in Cairo.
All right, now this conference.
Egypt. Egypt.
Right. All right, now this conference was attended by none other than Winston Churchill.
Yeah, of course, Churchill. Bulldog. Churchill. Mwah. We will fight them on the beaches. Mwah.
Okay. I notice you credit Churchill with deciding the ethnic and political boundaries of modern Iraq. How did he come to terms with the consequences of that decision?
I don't know. Am I doing okay so far?
Why don't we just take a quick commercial break here so you can collect your thoughts and then we'll come back and get on with this.
That's a good idea. Thanks.
Okay, so we're gonna take a break and we're off here.
Oh man, I am so retarded. Compose. Mommy.
Professor. We're still on. I guess we didn't go to break after all.
What?
Look, Professor, why are you so nervous?
Come on, jeez, Mark. I am not nervous.
Then why can't you tell me anything about your book? You did write it, didn't you?
Do you know Robin Williams?
Come on!
Can I interject?
Yeah.
I would say that the first problem is if you're going to build anything on a foundation of cards, that's the first mistake. If you...
Is that
the foundation
Garofalo?
Like a
it's,
house...
Yeah, it's Janine Garofalo.
Professor, I would say the first mistake would be building anything on cards. You know, notoriously playing cards are a terrible, terrible foundation for anything. I mean, you couldn't even put a potato or an empty teacup on a cards and hope that it was going to... Hold,
I agree.
Let alone
agree.
A nation.
Yeah.
I agree wholeheartedly with that. Do you know Sam Cedar?
I do, yeah.
Oh, man.
He's wonderful.
What's he like?
Professor.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mark.
Yeah.
I get distracted, really.
Yeah. So.
Look, I know there's no excuse for this. I'm sorry, but you just hear me out
okay.
for a second. Of course I wrote the book.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got my name on it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's right. Do you see it?
Yeah.
I wrote it.
Okay.
It's just sometimes I can't remember things.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
You know, that's all.
Yeah.
I'm doing the best I can under the circumstance. I have a serious condition.
Uh-huh.
I have marzipan syndrome.
Professor Chandler, marzipan is a candy confection consisting primarily of ground almonds and sugar.
So
Abraham Lincoln had marpan syndrome, and it's got nothing to do with memory loss. It affects your bone growth.
Oh, my bones.
Oh, boy.
Seriously, is this going okay so far?
No.
And you know Sam Cedar.
Yeah,
right?
Okay, look, you just want to try this again when you're a little better prepared, Professor?
Sure, sure, Mark. Any time in particular, I'm off all next week.
I guess.
No, wait. That's last year's calendar. You know what my schedule is next week?
Goodbye, Professor William Chanworth from Princeton.
Oh, man, I suck.
Otherwise known as Jim. Sometimes people call him Jim as a nickname
come
for
on.
William. Like Margaret and Peggy.
Hey, you know? Sometimes the bits don't always go perfectly.